Hello, and welcome to Simple Man Sermons, the preachings of a simple man called by God to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about forgiveness. The words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew: "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's pretty clear. That's pretty cut and dry. And it's important to know context. Well, the context of this, it comes immediately preceding what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Again, pretty cut and dry. It's pretty carte blanche. It's a pretty blanket statement. It doesn't say if they trespass against you this way or that way or another way. It says, forgive men their trespasses. Very simple, very powerful. Forgiveness. A simple thing to say, but not often a simple thing to do. The words of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke: "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." Notice the shall there. Shall is like a definite thing. You shall, not you. You can do it if you want to, not if I feel like it. It's a shall. It's a shall from Jesus Christ, the one who died for your sins, your Savior, the one whose example we're supposed to follow in this life. He says, you shall. And again from the Gospel of Matthew: "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And he began to settle accounts. One was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that the payment be made. Then the servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, be patient with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe me.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but he went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And this master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Let us consider what it does not say. It does not say when you're in the mood, forgive somebody. It doesn't say when they've repaid their debt, forgive somebody. For if you look at that parable, the man was forgiven without repaying the debt. It doesn't say anything about how you feel or whether you want to or not. It's not if you want to forgive them. It's you shall forgive, and it's stated, and so his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. And the verse we started with. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, if you think that you're completely righteous and you don't need any forgiving, I don't know what gospel to preach to you. Because Jesus himself said, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And I am to do what Jesus did. And I'm to call sinners to repentance, of which I am one. And you know what? So are you. That's just a fact. We need forgiveness. If we didn't need forgiveness and salvation, the gospel would be foolishness. Why would Jesus have come and preached and died and rose from the dead? He did that precisely because we needed it. Because we are sinners. Because we needed salvation. So if you're a sinner, you need to be forgiven. And so you also need to forgive. You need to forgive. It's good for you. You need to forgive. It's good for you. It's worldly, earthly, and foolish thought that thinks if you are angry or unforgiving with your neighbor, that it hurts them. You're hurting yourself. You could be bitter. You could be upset. You could be holding a grudge with your brother for years and years and years, and he doesn't even know. He's oblivious. It's not hurting him. It's hurting you. It's bad for you. Hebrews 12. That no root of bitterness springing up and cause trouble, by it many become defiled. Sadly, it says there many become defiled by that bitterness. It hurts you. It's bad for you. You and I need to be forgiven. We need also to forgive. It's good for us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is written, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. Deuteronomy 6, and the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always. Do you think you know better than God? Of course, if we say that plainly, any wise man would say no. We don't know as much as God or more than God or better than God. But if you boil sin down, that's kind of what you're saying. You're saying, God, I know what you say is good and what you say I should do, but I'm going to do what I want to do. I know you say don't eat the apple, but I really want to do it. I know you say don't commit adultery, but I really, really feel like it. I really, really want to. These things were given for our good. When God says to forgive, it's for your good. Believe it. You believe something whether you feel it or not. Whether you feel like it or not, you do the right thing. You always took the easy way to admit you're not going the way of a true follower of Christ. For Christ himself says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Lots of people in this world bear grudges, have roots of bitterness. And many, sadly, the Bible says, become defiled. Forgiveness can be hard. Forgiveness can be a hard thing. I speak from experience. I've had family members that have really hurt me. This is from my point of view, right? You're not getting their point of view. I learned that as a police officer. seems right to the person giving their side of the story until you hear both sides of the story. So, from my point of view, I've been deeply hurt and betrayed by loved ones, by family, by organizations, by people who falsely accused me of things. But no matter how hurt I was, or upset I was, or angry I was, it is written, be angry and do not sin. I forgive them. I forgive them not because they deserve it, not because I want to, not because I feel like it, because I was freely forgiven. When I didn't earn it, when I didn't deserve it, for while I was yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. He doesn't die for people when they've earned enough or done enough or been righteous enough. Christ died for the ungodly. While we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's me. Again, he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. So who am I when I've been forgiven for so much? God has freely forgiven me when I deserve death and eternal condemnation. And God said, you know what? I love you so much. I am going to give myself, become a man, and die to redeem you when you don't deserve it. Lest we forget that as Christians, lest Satan turn us away from the simplicity and the power of that. When we didn't deserve it, when we could never atone for it, when we could never make it right on our own, God made it right for us. How can we then not forgive men their trespasses against us? I don't know what's been done to you. I once listened to, this was a podcast, and I wish I could remember what church it was. It was like a church podcast long ago, when they interviewed a man who was a very young child who went through the Holocaust in a concentration camp. And he first talked about all the horrors that were done to him. Really evil things. Then he talked about forgiveness and forgiving them. That was years and years ago. That was early in my Christian walk, maybe 10 years ago. I still remember that, how powerful that was. We often, for whatever reason in our culture, equate easy with simple. Something can be very simple, but very difficult. Very simple for me to tell you how to run a marathon. You probably know how to run, so just run and don't stop for 26 miles. It's still hard. It's simple. Forgive. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but you have to forgive. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a choice. Like, love is not always a feeling. Love is a conscious choice. I don't always feel very happy with my wife. But I love my wife. I would lay down my life for her any day of the week. Whether I'm happy with her or not. Whether I feel very loved in that relationship or not. Or she's done something recently to really hurt me or not. I still love her. I still choose to love her. It's not a feeling. That's petty little high school crush stuff. If you want to grow in your walk as a Christian, you got to be better than that. You do the right thing even when you don't feel like it. If it were easy and if you just felt like doing the right thing all the time, then everybody would do the right thing. Then it wouldn't be called the difficult and narrow path. Think about that. I don't care what the rest of the world is doing. I don't care if they pull entertainment and shows and movies about revenge and vengeance and grudges and bitterness. Not you, man or woman of God. Flee those things. Be a friend of the world is to be an enemy with God. That's what the Bible says. It's pretty clear. It's good for you. God designed you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows your innermost thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows you. He knows you better than you know you. He designed you. He is the author of life, and he made man in his very own image. You, man or woman of God, listen to the creator of the universe. He says, forgive. Forgive. A very simple, sometimes very difficult thing to do, but you must forgive. Let there be no root of bitterness in your heart so that you don't become defiled. Don't be like the many. Be like the chosen few. and forgive. Have you been hurt by men? Have you been betrayed by somebody you love? Have you been cheated on? Have you been physically hurt, emotionally hurt, cheated out of money, resources, time? Maybe the answer to all those things is yes. Have you been chained? Have you been spit on? Have you been beaten? Have you been whipped? Have you had a crown of thorns shoved down on your head? Have you been nailed hand and foot and hoisted up in the air to suffer and die? You know what? Jesus was. And you know what he says on the cross? You know what Jesus says when he's hanging there? Nailed, suffering and dying? He says, forgive them. He says, forgive them. That's my Savior. That's my example. He's not asking us to do anything that he didn't do. He was tempted in all ways, as we are, yet without sin. However much you've been hurt by another human being, he was hurt more. God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He went through all that, innocent of any wrong, and he forgave. If he can do that for you, a God that loves you that much, can you not also forgive? Should we not also forgive? Shall we not also forgive? Forgive. Forgive. Thanks, and have a blessed day.